Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear I ain't no dancer, but I can shake it, shake it like I'm supposed to. I got that boom boom that all the boys are chasing, all the right junk in all the right places. I see those magazines working on Photoshop. You know that stuff ain't real, come on and make it stop. If you got beauty, then raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top.
Just in time. How are we doing, folks? This is Andy Kimball, and we have Amanda Love over there in the UK. We are back with you. Amanda, you're there, right?
I am. I think so. Hang on. Let me check. Yeah, I'm here.
Here we go.
All the marbles
are here. Here we are. We're back with you. It's pouring rain here in Southern California. It's supposed to be stormy for the next few days here. It's needed, but it's making things a little, you know, traffic havoc and so forth. And hope I'm coming across okay, because I'm mobile right now. I'll be back in the studio in just a few minutes. But right now, I'm dialing to the show, and, you know, modern technology enables us to do this. So how's, you know, we've been away for over a week.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's been
over a week.
3 weeks?
Yeah, and because we had a glitch with the platform here that enables us to do this show. It wasn't a major, it was a, you know, pain in the ass glitch. But anyways, it was in a way nice to have some time off, but we missed doing the show. We all did, and speaking for Cornell as well, who's not with us at the moment, who's our show coordinator. But it's been a while since we've been on a live show. I've put in a couple of pre-records, including Amanda. I put in on Thanksgiving, I put in last year's Thanksgiving show, and it's still pretty relevant.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't get a chance to listen to it. We had a couple callers that talked about political things that were happening, events that were happening at the time that weren't relevant, so we edited those out because it wouldn't, you know. But aside from that, we talked about scary movies, the movie Halloween, and all that stuff. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It's so refreshing
and,
to be back and talk
and
about
all
this.
And I guess since our last show, Mayor, what's her name, Voss over there, the Queen Ida, what's not Queen Ida, she's a President Voss, Prime Minister.
Yeah? Oh, you mean here in the UK?
Yes. Yes. She resigned and somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was it?
Yes. Yeah,
somebody left.
Oh, don't get me started. It's been crazy the way she, so basically she's making all these promises when she got in to help the UK people with this whole energy crisis that we got going on. And she made all these plans to deliver on that. And although she was very sincere with how she wanted to deliver it, it wasn't best for the economy, for people. The people would ultimately end up paying because they were going to borrow money to please the energy companies, which would result in more money owed back. And who would pay for it? Us, the people. So, you know, the opposing sides, the parties, were just like, you know, you're pathetic. We can deliver better than you. So her very own party and stuff was losing faith in her and basically wanted her out like they did with Boris Bedanov. And she was out. She stepped down, bless her, and she did it very respectfully. And then, of course, the guy that was competing alongside her for the place of Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, he's now, Prime Minister. But, of course, there's been drama here about that too, because he's like one of the richest politicians in government. He's like an ex-banker, and he's got millions. He's sat on millions of pounds. So, of course, people have been coming forward and saying, I don't trust this guy. You know, how can someone who's such a rich man make the people pay for, you know, their decisions and plans that they've got ahead? So they've already put no trust in him whatsoever before he had a chance to really do anything. So everybody's a bit concerned that, you know, we've got this fat, you know, rich fat cat, as they like to term things like that back in the day, a rich fat cat. It's just one of those names given to people that's got money. And he's a lovely guy. He appears to be a lovely guy. He may have money. I don't know what his intentions are. But he seems to want to lead us in the right direction. And we shall see what happens with that. And hopefully
we'll
does.
We'll see. I know we've been kind of watching it.
Yeah.
It's been on and off here, but, you know, I mean, and that's one thing I've been missing about doing this program here is tuning into what's going on with our close ally over there in the UK. It's very cool. You know, the more I thought about it, the more I kind of looked around and tuned into some other shows and other platforms and other talk-type format programs. It further amplified the uniqueness of what we do here and being able to connect two countries and have people call in should they decide to, 1-515-605-9888, and talk to two countries at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
And,
a lot of people have missed this, Andy. You know, I've had a lot of people say, oh, is the show still going? When's it coming back on? We miss you. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's what I've happened here on our Andy and Amanda show at gmail.com email address. You can, hey, folks, feel free to drop us your comments if you have any guest ideas or if you want to join the show. We can send you a link to join in around the world via the internet. Just let us know you want to join us, and we'll tell you how to do it. And it's easy to do, really easy to do, and it'd be great. But I had the same type of reactions from kind of being absent from the show. It was kind of caught us by surprise, and then it went in. So whoops, we had a technical glitch, and we couldn't connect. And we're like, oh my god, and went back and forth and back and forth, and finally got it resolved, and we're back on again. So it's indeed.
Yeah.
And timing here couldn't be better in that we have a major midterm election happening here tomorrow.
I know.
There's a whole bunch of talk about how the people are not happy with Joe Biden as president because of the economy, although the truth be known that he has nothing to do with the global recession, absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever. And people think that, oh, the president, you know, he's not doing enough for the economy. And but you look at the job reports and other things that are indicators of what's going on in this country. Things are, you know, even though, you know, inflation has gone crazy and the cost of living has skyrocketed around the world, not just here in this country. You know, and that's what, you know, of course, people look at their own pocketbooks and how they live and what they do. But it's a global crisis. It's not here in the United States. And Joe Biden certainly, surely does not control that. And what kind of bewilders me is how people kind of don't see that big picture. You know, like, oh, you know, Biden's not doing enough about the what do you want to do? Hand you a check? You know, make it better, wave a magic wand, and have the cost of living go down? He can't. You know, and what we're also seeing is, you know, the Trump tax cuts that benefited the very, very, very wealthy in this country a while ago didn't do anything for the lower middle class, the middle class at all. As a matter of fact, some taxes actually went up because they took out the state exemption of state taxes from your federal taxes that you pay. So some people actually end up paying more, not less, from the Trump tax cut. God, we went over that a billion times when it was carried. But anyway, it's a shame that people, not everybody, of course, but many people, you know, look at Biden as a fault of the economy, and he's not, and we'll go ahead and vote because of that, you know, because of the perception of how bad of a president he is. If you look at the actual numbers and statistics about job creation and so forth, that, you know, we're on the right path. You know, we've got to kind of make things parallel. We've got to get the economy and make life better financially for people here. And that'll happen in time. It'll happen in time. It doesn't matter who president is.
I've heard the tensions high over there.
Yeah, it is. There's growing fear that the Republicans are going to take control of Congress and maybe even the Senate. And if they do, what happens to the January 6th the Congressional Investigative Committee, because it's pretty much run by Democrats, although there's some Republicans on the panel. What's going to happen to that? So it's kind of interesting. And we can go on. And I thought about this before we started the show. We can kind of identify some of the key races and what's going on. But most of the major news networks are doing that, and there's plenty of that out there right now. I thought it would be beneficial for this show, rather, if we went in and did a post-mortem, as the case might be, on Wednesday's show after the election and talked about what did happen as opposed to what might happen. And I hate to speculate according to what polls say. We all know what polls have stated before and what the outcomes were, especially in the 2016 election when Donald Trump became president.
Right.
You know, no way it was going to happen. It happened unbelievably, tragically so. And you know, if you know anybody like to comment, you know, I'd like to hear, you know, anybody can hear what I think is going to happen. I don't think it's going to be, this is wishful thinking, but I don't think it's going to be such a Republican victory, midterm victory. I'm hoping that especially women stand up and realize that, you know, how they became second-class citizens the moment the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade. And I'm hoping that that just women, you know, stand up and say, no, you know, we're not second-class citizens, and there's other things I'm concerned about, but, you know, we have a right to rule what we think is appropriate for our families and our bodies and our life, and not some man, not some government sitting behind a cloak in Washington who calls himself a Supreme Court justice, although they are, but they're hiding their power. You know, they're politicians. You know, in a way, you know, abortion was legal in this country for 50 years. It was a right for women to choose for 50 years.
Yeah.
And it was taken away.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that when people come up in the voting booth and they in their absentee ballots or whatever they did, their mail-in ballots, they think about that, because what will happen is it'll become a federal law, nothing that Supreme Court can overturn. That will codify Roe v. Wade and make it stand. It'll, you know, and give that right back to the person who's involved. At the time when this was all happening, you know, as you know, I'm not pro or against abortion. I'm pro woman's choice, is what I'm for.
Yeah.
You know, whether I agree or disagree, it doesn't matter. I'm not the person involved at the moment. Oprah.
yeah.
I'm like, hopefully. Certainly.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
I'm not the person involved as far as I know. Yeah.
No. I was
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Reading,
yeah.
I think it was 2 days ago or something, that they were warning the US public to stay calm and kind of not read into a lot of the stuff that gets shared around online regarding the elections and stuff like that, to, you know, in order to make the wrong decisions and believe false information, and, you know, because mm-hmm. A lot of it gets shared around the elections. There's no doubt about it. And there's been all sorts of talks of certain bodies of people that will purposely mm-hmm. try to manipulate social media for political gain. I'm not saying the U.S. government, that outside the U.S. government, you know, from other countries and things like that, just to make things work in their favor with the elections, because, of course, all sorts of deals and things get made when certain parties get in and things like that, and, well, you know, the things they're proposing and things they want to work on. So, you know, there's all sorts of outside influence and manipulation, and I think we're living in that crucial time and age now where everything is so much more dramatic and enhanced, and the information is right under our noses, and there's so much of it that people get so confused and angry and easily believe certain things, because these things that get shared around, they're meant to push your buttons to make you believe something about the opposite party or vice versa. And so, you know, it's very psychological tactics on online and social media. So it's very difficult, isn't it, as to which way to go for people. And I think as long as they follow the right sources and they try to just listen more, I guess, to government rather than what's actually being shared around, I think that's a good basis to start from. And it's crazy times we live in. Everything's getting more intense and chaotic, so we need to be careful of that and be very wise as to what's going on. Oh, man.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, and also they're waiting sometime after the election that the rumor is, and it is rumored, that Donald Trump is going to announce that he's running for president again. He's going to be indicted soon. I mean, I'm hoping that enough Republicans, if he announces that he's running, I'm hoping that he gets slammed in all the primaries and the debates and so forth, that he just gets ridiculed and just totally, he has no business being in the White House and or in politics or governor, mayor, city councils, or I don't care, school board. He's got no business being in any type of public office. The guy's a scam artist, a lying criminal, really, you know, and people fall for his con, for his grift, and not going to go hash that out again, of course, but I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope so too. I mean, yeah, I don't really know what the latest is on that. I heard the other day he was in court again for something. Did these charges against his whole family, what was happening with that? Because I got confused by some of the stuff that was going around about it, suggesting that it was almost suggesting that it was going to be dropped or something, and that confused me a little.
He's right now, he's facing a indictment from New York, the state of New York, regarding money laundering and tax fraud.
Right. Yeah.
And that's going to happen. And he's facing a potential indictment from the state of Georgia for election for calling up and trying to persuade the Secretary of State in Georgia to find votes that he didn't have to declare him the winner.
Right.
And which is, of course, is illegal. And either one of these would make him ineligible to become president of the United States if convicted.
Right.
And the thing is, he's going to be indicted. And we're about to start the countdown clock here on the Andy Demanda Show. We're going to have a clock that's going to run based on our predictions. I hope when the buzzer goes off, you should be indicted. But
yeah,
it's going to happen pretty soon. It's going to happen. And we knew it would happen after the midterm elections, of course. But
yeah,
it's a matter of weeks. It's a matter of weeks before he's indicted, criminally indicted.
Yeah.
Watch him run for president. Oh my God. Watch people go to those rallies and Trump, and they got, you know, what the hell? I can't figure this out. I can't figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just very weird. Everything's just so weird right now. If I don't sit back and look at it with a kind of humorous view, it's kind of tragic. So I tend to just, you know, just sit back and just watch like I'm some sort of alien from another planet viewing humanity for the first time. Just kind of takes you out of that whole chaos and makes everything look a bit more interesting and amusing. And I think it's a good thing to do sometimes. It kind of puts things into perspective and, you know. Actually, talking of which, I had on YouTube before I got on the show, I was streaming live the view of the meteor showers that are going on in the universe right now. And I was just so fascinated, so peaceful, because they play this kind of enchanting classical piece of music in the background. And it was just like, wow, this is what the telescope is seeing right now. Like all these stars and planets and all the meteor shower. And I was just like, wow, we're a tiny little dot amongst it all. And it made me think about, if there's life out there and are they doing the same thing as us? Like, is people on social media and people voting for government and all sorts of things going on, you know? yeah, fascinating stuff.
It truly is. It truly is. So how's life treating you over there in the UK? How's it been going over there? You're doing...
Yeah.
I know you had that new release that we played on the show.
To be honest, you know... Oh, thanks. I forgot what it's called now. Seriously, I have. It was called... Tell me, what was it called? Andy. This is ridiculous.
Who done it?
Well, it is like 20 past 11 for me. Well, as far as I'm aware, I made the song, but... oh, my goodness, what was it called? I can't remember. Mm. It will come to me. I can't believe I can't forgot the name of my own song. That's just absolutely crazy. Wow. Mm.
Well, today for me is a very good day.
Oh, it's called With You.
Good
for
you.
There we go. We got there in the end. Penny dropped.
What is it called again?
With You. And I'm back with you mentally, spiritually, physically.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we got there in the end, guys. Wow, that was hard work. It's not a good sign, right? No, things have been, you know, very, very busy here. All areas of life, various birthdays and celebrations. Mm-hmm. And we've just had Guy Fawkes Night here in the UK. So my siblings' birthdays are literally one day after the other and literally just before Guy Fawkes. So it's like three dates in a row of celebration. And we had the Halloween the weekend before, so there was lots going on. So that was beautiful, getting together with everybody. And it's odd because it hasn't been as cold here as it had the year before. It blew us all away. We were literally just out there with just like a sweatshirt on, not feeling cold at all. Whereas the year before, we were freezing, jackets, scarves, gloves, hats, you know. There's been odd weather, very odd weather.
It's storming here. It's storming here. It's supposed to be, you know, it's been cool here. We just had this daylight saving. Do you have daylight savings time over there?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah, just that, you know, they're talking about every year when it changes back to normal time, whatever you want to call it, standard time, I guess it is. There's all this gossip that goes around how they're going to change, you know, just keep daylight savings time permanent so you have longer hours of daylight, you know, which is the purpose of it. And every single year, oh well, they're gonna change it back. There's you know, movements and bills being circulated, whatever. And it never ever happens. For years, I've heard that they're gonna make it permanent. Yeah, right. You know, your sister's birthday. I'm glad she. She's good. I remember last year's birthday. Time is flying like crazy. And I heard she got lots of gifts. I heard she got lots.
I think it's $2.3 billion.
Yeah. Yeah. Good gifts. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she, if she had that much, she would be sharing her love by now, and I would have known about it. I would have been more happy on the show. Like,
You ready for this? The lottery. I just bought lottery tickets last week. I don't buy lottery tickets normally. And I got lottery tickets because it was $1.5 billion. Nobody won. It's $1.9 billion now.
What?
$1.9 billion.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Billion with a B. Mm-hmm. $1.9 billion.
Okay,
yes.
That.
So after the show, I'm going to go.
I am shocked.
I'm going to be buying. And you know something? If I win, I'm going to go buy some tickets. I'll buy some more tickets. If I win, not only do you get one fish sandwich, you'll get two.
Oh, man. Now I'm excited.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And
is going to have good sex for the rest of their life.
Yep, too.
Oh, well, if you can make that promise, that's great. It's worth it.
I'm gonna buy an extra ticket just for that.
Yeah, right. And how many people will be going out buying tickets just for that alone? Wow.
Yes.
I'm stunned. I've never known an amount that large before. Seriously.
1.9 billion, the highest it's ever been. Nobody's won.
That's
incredible. And people hit three or four numbers and they win little bits. You know, I think, you know, little bits. I mean, $1 million here, $800,000 there, you know. But nobody's hit the jackpot, you know. So it stays.
Yeah.
It stays and builds and builds. And builds. Nobody's hit the jackpot since August. And, $1.9 billion. And
wow.
if you don't play, you know, you ain't going to get paid if you don't play. So.
No.
And they say the odds aren't any different if you bought one ticket. I bought 15 tickets last time, so I spent $30. I never buy lottery tickets. Who cares? You know, I got 15 numbers. Obviously, didn't hit. But I'm like, they say if you get one number, or you buy 100 tickets, your odds are no different because you're talking about one in hundreds of millions of winning. Like one in hundreds. You know, well, the odds of winning are like ridiculous. You're not going to win. Now, somebody might win somewhere, but it's that one in the hundreds of millions, right? So if you bought one ticket or 30 or 50 or 100 tickets, your odds are no greater than if you bought one, statistically.
Right.
But the way I look at it is this.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say you buy one ticket, right? $2, one ticket.
Yeah.
And that's all you buy. You walk out, boom, you're done. What if the next number, let's say you bought two, what if that next number would have hit?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just what if.
Yeah.
What if? And if that didn't hit, what if the one after that would hit? Now you're at three. What
if
the one after that might hit? Now you're at four.
Yeah.
So there's statistics, then there's, I don't know, whatever. I guess the odds, if you look at the odds, just don't think that way because your chances of winning are no greater if you bought those four or 10 or 20 or 50 tickets, whatever it is, than if you bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm gonna, if it's $1.9 billion, you gotta play. You gotta play.
Yeah. Even the thought of winning.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say if I win.
That's how it was in my mind when you mentioned billion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing: $1.9 billion. They take 25% out, and then they take it. What are your tax? The tax bracket would be 50. So let's say your actual cash award, after all the taxes are taken out, is still going to be about $1 billion.
Ooh.
About $1 billion. That's 100 million, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's $1 billion. $1 billion. Well, God, you know, I'd buy another guitar for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I would do. I'd probably, you know.
Another guitar. Another 6,000 guitar.
Yeah, buy a guitar.
That's just like.
And I, you know.
Wow.
You know, I guess you donate to some charities. You know, you give support.
You support
charities. And,
wow, that's.
I don't know.
I literally made me speechless. That amount of money. I mean, to actually sit and think about owning that much money, sat there in your bank account, is just incredible. You know, there's a whole lot of talk about manifesting things like that, and you know, the power to win competitions and things like that. I watched a fascinating lady going back called Helene Hansel, who she's well known for winning every competition she ever entered. And she was just a housewife in the 50s. And she saw this competition in, I think it was either a magazine or newspaper or something like that. And her husband was a very hardworking guy. And it was to win a something to do with a boat. And it was a Coca-Cola competition. So the competition was that you had to write in, I don't know, 25 words or less, an experience of Coca-Cola, drinking Coca-Cola. So she imagined her husband sat on this boat in isolation, doing fishing, the things he loved the most, and how much he appreciated the Coke, and it was just him and the bottle of Coke and just enjoying it. And the way she did it was very poetic, and she ended up winning this competition. And she said that she visualized everything, him owning the boat, well, receiving the gift, you know, going out on it, you know, everything. She visualized it so well, and she had this firm belief that she was going to win it, and she did. And from there on, every single competition she entered, she did the same thing. Boom, she won. And she eventually started teaching students how to do the same thing, and they were getting great results. And she's written books, and she's done all sorts of things. She's a very fascinating lady. She's about in her 80s now, I think, or 90s, something like that. But yeah, she's still going. And her story is just incredibly fascinating. So, you know, anybody out there who wants to check it out, go look her up on YouTube.
Well, if you can kind of send some of those thoughts towards my ticket when I buy it, and make sure that's a winning number, I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of money. Think about that. That is a lot of money.
It's overwhelming. Because in my mind, the thought of winning £10 is kind of like a far reach, because I guess we have this limit, this pattern in our mind that says this restriction, this wall that we're ingrained in society with, that you have to work hard for everything you get, and the chances of you winning something are always slim. So with that mindset, and you're building on that mindset brick after brick after brick your whole life, that wall becomes that strong, it's impenetrable, right? So you know, the idea of winning anything, it always seems like inconceivable. So £10 is a lot easier to believe you'll win than 10 million or even a billion. So, you know, to get that ticket, you're already gone in with the mindset of I'm not going to win this, because you know how many people out there are doing the same thing. So the chance of winning anything with any kind of mindset like that, even if it's getting a job or whatever it is, you know, can be very debilitating and hold us back with so many things. So that's quite a fascinating thing. But yeah. It's hard to accept that we could possibly win $1 billion or pounds or whatever, and yeah, makes me nervous at the thought of it. Wow.
It doesn't. It? I won you know, I was playing a folk festival years ago in Washington State, and there was a guitar builder at Tacoma Guitars, you know, kind of very highly regarded high-end guitar builder in Tacoma, Washington, just outside of Seattle. And they were they donated a nice guitar to be given away by the folks who produced the folk festival I was playing as a fundraiser for that songwriting society that produces the festival. And so, you know, people buy raffle tickets, and last day of the festival, they announce who wins the guitar. So I did a main stage set on a Saturday night. And I walked off stage. It was a good show, good set. I remember, you know, doing this. I don't remember the details, but I remember having a fun time up there and playing. And then I walked off stage, and my set was over. And they said, Andy, can you take the guitar that we're raffling away and get back on stage and, you know, make some noise with it and show people that, you know, you can encourage more raffles, tickets being sold, you know, demonstrate this guitar.
Yeah.
So I put the guitar in what's called like a dad gad, which is kind of a Celtic type of guitar tuning. And I made up some kind of, you know, fancy guitar work on in that tuning. And as I was sitting there playing it, and I've never played this guitar, I never knew what Tacoma Guitars was. And I'm sitting playing the guitar, and I'm really liking it. I'm thinking, this is a nice guitar. This is a nice guitar. So I finished, and, you know, a bunch of claps and rah, 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 and so forth, and told people, yeah, go buy a ticket for this thing. It's amazing. And as I walked off stage, I'm thinking, you know, I want to buy a ticket. What the hell? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. So I walk off stage, and they were going to take the guitar and take it back to their booth, whatever, their promotion booth, whatever it was. And I said, I'll walk it back. I'll walk it back. No problem. You go. You guys stay at the stage. I'll go and take the guitar back. I'm finished. I'll go take the guitar back. So I walked the guitar back up the hill, whatever it was, and I went to the booth. And I said, let me ask you a question as I handed him the guitar. What's a raffle ticket cost for this thing? He said, $5. I reached into my front pocket. I'm like, $5 bill. Come on. Oh, yeah, there's one. And I said, here, like, let me buy a ticket. What the hell? So I bought a ticket, and I had a tour that finished about another week or so later, and I go back to Philadelphia. I'm sitting around. Phone rings, and it's a woman from the Singer-Songwriter Society. She said, Andy Kimball, right? And I said, yeah. Andy, do you remember that guitar that you demoed in Washington, you know, for a bus and da-da-da? I'm like, yeah. I said, you want it. You want it. I'm like, you're kidding me. I won the guitar. I won it. And they shipped it to me. They shipped it to me in the case. And it's a great guitar. And then about a month later, maybe, I was out playing shows again. And I took that guitar with me to a show. And I got up on stage. And I told everybody the story. I said, the last time I had this guitar in my lap, I was on the main stage at a big folk festival in Washington State, and I told them what happened, and let's check it out. And I played the show with that guitar, which is kind of cool. You know, it's kind of cool to do that.
That's incredible.
So I have won something, and the guitar had value. The guitar's probably worth $1,000 at the time. I don't know, right around there. It's called a Tacoma D9, I think is the guitar it was. And Tacoma since was bought out by somebody. They don't exist as a builder anymore. One time I was looking at the inside of the guitar with myself. I put my cell phone and my light on so I could kind of look at the bracing and how the interior of the guitar was constructed. And lo and behold, there's a couple little stickums, emblems or something that indicated who built that guitar and when they started, and, you know, finally built by Craftsman Tacoma Guitars on this date, finished on this date, you know, handmade, hand-built by this person, you know, kind of cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, wow, that is really cool. But anyway, so I did win. I that's the only thing I've ever won in my life. That was pretty cool. I've never won anything since then. I'm due to win something here.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the only competition that I ever won was when I was about 9 years old, something like that. And ironically enough, when I was watching this Helen Hadfield thing, it brought back memories to me as a child because, you know, the first competition she entered was Coca-Cola, and it was the same for me when I was 9 years old. So, it was for to win this golden... That was limited edition. Mm-hmm. You couldn't buy it in the stores, so it was a unique thing that Coca-Cola were doing at the time, and there was bigger prizes as well, I think. But anyway, so I was so, like, focused on this football, this soccer ball, because, you know, my dad was into soccer in a big way. I used to play it as a kid because of my father. And I was just like, I'm going to win this ball. I want to win this ball. And all I kept seeing was me receiving and holding this ball in my hands. And I won. And it was just, you know, one of those amazing moments that, and since then I haven't won any competition. But, you know, that thought has never left me, because any competition I've ever entered after that, I didn't believe I would win it. But when I was 9 years old, that's all I kept seeing was me receiving it. So it makes you wonder how much of it is, you know, a mental thing that somehow that can happen. And it's just, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Incredible. Mm. Yeah.
You want some fun? Oh, why don't we?
Absolutely.
Let's come up with, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 numbers and a Powerball number. And why don't we now on the show, why don't you give me 5 numbers, and then I'll go buy the ticket. And normally I give random numbers. I'll just, you know, I give them $2 and, you know, whatever number's random. But I have a pen here. And if you want to give me 5 numbers, or maybe we each throw out a number, do it that way. I don't know. Give me 5 numbers, and I'll buy the ticket, and let's see what happens with it.
Okay.
If it wins, we'll give all the winnings to your favorite charity. Andy and Amanda. No, excuse me. 5 numbers, and we'll have this 5 number recorded here on the show, and watch it win. Watch this anyway on the Andy and Amanda show. We're about to explore the winning numbers in the lottery, so you might want to take heed what we're about to say. Amanda, give me a number.
Okay, let's see. 33.
Give me another one.
Seven.
Okay, I'm going to go 16. That's okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. One more number from you.
One more from me. Okay, let's clear my mind. Let's go 12.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 56. So we have 23, 7, 16, 12, 56. And how about a Powerball? Powerball.
I'm going to leave that one to you.
Thirteen. What do you think?
Sounds good. Great number.
13. Should we do another one? Should we do another one?
Sure.
Why don't you give me all five? Give me all five.
Oh, my goodness. Andy, the pressure right now. Okay. Let's go 18.
Two?
Hmm?
You say two? You say 18. Two?
18. I didn't, but okay, let's do two, because that number's clear in your head.
Okay.
24.
Mm-hmm.
46.
What's 26?
46.
46.
How many numbers got left?
One more number in a Powerball.
One number in a Powerball. Okay. Number two. Oh, we've done number two, haven't we? We've done number two.
Yeah, we have two. Mm-hmm. We have two.
11.
And a Powerball.
Powerball. 17.
Okay. Play those numbers. Okay.
Oh my goodness. I wonder. My goodness.
And maybe I'll do it like 2, 11, 24, 18, 46, Powerball 17. And the first one I'll do 7, 12, 16, 23, 56, the Powerball 13. All right, and then I'll buy two more randoms. I'll buy two random tickets, too, across our fingers.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, if we win anything, and remember, we can win five numbers and not the Powerball and still win $1 million, something like that. So
yeah.
If we win, you'll come over here and we'll celebrate.
Absolutely.
in our penthouse high above Las Vegas.
All right, mm-hmm. Yeah. champagne on ice.
We'll have a big party.
Oh, yeah.
We'll party. We'll have two parties. Let's have a party in UK and a party here.
Yes.
And but we'll both go to both. We'll go to both of them.
Yeah, I hope so.
A big note. Everybody, you know. Everybody. Open bar, champagne. Open bar. We'll hire a major recording act to play, a major band, you know, to play. And we'll have two parties: one in the US, one there.
Yes. Yes. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Imagine. That'd be so much fun.
Now, if anybody else wants to call the show, this is kind of cool. Anybody else want to call the show? 515-605-9888. We know you're listening out there because our numbers show that you're listening out there. So 515-605-9888. Give us a call, and Andy will play your number.
Yes.
How's that sound?
I love it.
It won't cost you anything.
Oh,
wow.
No.
It's a free lottery ticket, folks. I'm offering our callers right now a free lottery ticket, a free lottery. We split it. Half goes to Andy and Manor Show, half goes to you, but it doesn't cost you anything if it wins. 515-605-9888. It costs you nothing to call and give us a number. Andy will buy the ticket.
Wow.
And that's an open. I don't care if 10 people call, 20 people call, 5 people call. I will buy the ticket, put the money on the table right now.
Wow.
So how's that for the Andy and Amanda show?
That's fantastic.
Speaking of losses, have you been following AMC?
I have indeed. I've no words. I've just left it.
Isn't it $5.22 right now? Do you know my average buy-in was $47 a share?
Yeah.
Crazy, five, right? And I, you know, I bought a bunch of shares. Remember originally I bought a ton of shares, and then I sold everything but a few because I was kind of, I don't think this is going to happen. And then I saw it skyrocketing one day. Going up. Oh my God, it's happening. I bought 100 more shares at the average cost of $47 a share. It's down at, so I bought 100 shares.
Okay.
It's at $5.22 right now. So what did I lose? I lost like $4,000.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
about.
Crazy, right?
And the other ones like JetBlue. Oh, guess what? Tesla. I bought it $700. It's $250 right now. But guess I don't care about that because guess what? Tesla is going to be – it's going to go great, you know, down the road. When they introduce a Cybertruck and the Model 2 comes out, Tesla is going to be over $1,000 a share again. And I'm not worried about happening tomorrow like there were these guys we had on the show with us saying, oh, this Ape Nation and this Squeeze, 1,000 a share, 10,000 a share, 1,000 a share, got to get on board, this AMC thing. And I did my research, and I saw the same thing they did, that the Squeeze, blah, 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 Ape Nation, it all seemed pretty real to me.
Yeah.
I'm a conservative investor. And I also – so I bought Tesla at 7-something. It's not 250, but I don't really care about that one. I'm happy. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about buying a whole lot more at 250 a share. The hell with the ones I own at 750. Who cares about them? But buying a whole lot more, 250, and sitting on it for 18 months. Bam. You know,
yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
The Cybertruck comes – you know, Tesla's – the second largest car manufacturer in the United States right now. The whole economy is down. The whole stock market is down. So Tesla's down too. But it's going to come up. It's going to go up. It's going to surely exceed the 750 I bought my other shares for. So if I can get in right now at 250, even by four shares, you know, bam.
It was interesting move. What happened with AMC though, wasn't it? With the owner of the company.
What happened? I mean, I didn't even follow up on it. What happened?
So basically, he desperately wanted to save the company from even going anywhere near a squeeze, and created this whole ape coin thing, where it was giving shareholders their value in shares in digital coin, basically
currency. Which also
yeah, digital currency.
The seller, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up
with
some of that, which we could do what we want with. And then since that's happened, all the shares have decreased in price. They've dropped right down. And they're still talking broker communities of, you know, AMC still going somewhere, and you know, a lot of people are commenting, other people that are doing trading and things like that are saying, you guys are delusional, you still believe something's going to happen, blah blah blah. But they've been saying they've been delusional from the start, and yet they've predicted a lot of things that's going on. But however, the hype that they're still trying to create, I think it's more embarrassment now than maybe that they're still fighting back with, yeah, something's still going to happen. And investing in things like Bed Bath & Beyond, they suggested people to invest in because a possible squeeze was going to happen for them too. And they're trying to do power moves to save their company at the moment. And they've had somebody invest in them with to do certain things. So, it's been fascinating with what's gone on. I mean, you know, I'm just as miffed as you are because, you know, having some sort of shares with AMC, so I've literally not touched it. I've just left it there, because what's the worst that could happen now, really? I mean, come on. I mean, it's silly the way it's gone. Nobody saw it coming with them doing that with the digital currency. That just goes to show you how unpredictable the stock market is and how unpredictable companies that you invest in are, especially now in today's day and age with everything the way it is with the economy and stuff like that. Companies are fighting back, and this is probably a dangerous time and probably a most profitable time at the same time to invest.
Mm-hmm.
But the risks are larger because companies are fighting back twice as hard and finding new and creative ways to stay above the water. So I guess investing now is more riskier than it was before, but there's more money to be made with things. You just got to play it very smart, do all your research, and before you jump into something, and you know, could end up losing a lot of money. Yeah, and I guess it depends if you're in it for the long run as well, or you're just wanting to make short plays and gain some profit here and there from day to day moves with the stock market. So yeah, it's a lot to get your head around, but you can make a lot of money off it if you know what you're doing. But yeah, that took me by surprise, Andy. You really did. I was very miffed with it himself. It'd be interesting to see what happens with that, because you know there's a lot of talk of he's going to fail with Twitter and his whole ideas that he has with how he wants it to move forward, because of course they were saying that he may reinstate Donald Trump's Twitter account and he wants freedom of speech more so on Twitter, like it should be, instead of it being so sensitive like it has been. So we'll see. Elon's a very smart guy. He's done amazing things. So it'll be interesting to see what he does with Twitter. And maybe there's a good investment opportunity there. Maybe not. I don't know.
I heard he's going to take Twitter private. I heard he wants to take Twitter off the market and make it a privately held company.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I heard he's going to do. I want to talk about going back to the Powerball again here just for a second. And because I was curious, if you win any number, guess what? If you hit one number plus the Powerball number, guess how much you win. You ready for this?
Go.
$4. $4. You know, you'd be hard pressed to buy a fish sandwich for that. Yeah. Although I would buy you one if we won the $4. I would get you a fish sandwich. Now,
oh, thanks. So sweet.
If you win the Powerball number by itself, you get $4.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm.
interesting.
Mm-hmm. So
right.
There was about a dozen people came close to winning the whole thing on Saturday, matching 5 out of 6 numbers. They didn't get the Powerball. But winning 5 numbers, they each took home $1 million dollars. And one person in Kentucky grabbed $2 million.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess you get an order or something like that. I don't really know how it works. Yeah. But so if you win 5 numbers and not the Powerball, you can win. If you win 4 numbers, you win just the Powerball number. So there's different ways to win something on the numbers. But nobody's in that jackpot thing again. But,
cool.
Yeah. So 10:59 p.m. East Coast time.
Yeah.
You can get if you win, you can take at $929.1 million cash. That'll be your cash, right? After taxes, that's your net, right? $929.1 million. Or if you want to take 30 years, get the full $1.9 billion over 29 years, and that increases 5% each year. You don't know what it increases, gives you 5% interest each year. So you can take the next 30 years of your life and get $1.9 billion paid out over 30 years. Most people, almost everybody, takes the cash and goes to a financial planner, investment counselor, and you know, invests it, that money themselves to help make it grow. There's been many tragedies and deaths and heartbreaks that have occurred in the lives of lottery winners. You know, people stealing from them, you know, spending their money very unwisely, taking bad advice, and ending up broke after winning a ton of money, and ending up very at the you know, sad end of the stick when it's all said and done. So you got to be careful if you win a lottery. And same thing if you win any kind of money, whether it be in a casino or even a lucrative sports bet, whatever it might be, you know, where you win a lot of money. You got to be really careful and really talk to people and go to a certified financial planner and don't just do things knee-jerk, because it's very easy to get hurt, especially in many states. It's required by law that they make your name public in some states they can, you can do it anonymously and not let them know who you are, because, and the states where you have to identify yourself, look out, man, the crooks, the thieves, the criminals, the hit squads are going to be after you, you know. So it's
can you imagine every
nonprofit in the world, in the country, even nonprofits that don't exist yet are suddenly going to start existing, and you're going to get phone calls and emails and letters and shit. Donate to us and your money, da da da.
That's the thing. You see, we think money, we think having this large amount of money equals freedom. They say more money, more problems, and I think
more money,
really
more problems.
True.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
But how would you like your fish sandwich, grilled or fried? Okay. And would you like fries with it? Fries, tartar sauce, fries. You know, some tartar sauce and fries with it.
Let's go for it. Oh man, it's so good to be back. It really is. It's like, I can't believe, like, 3 weeks has felt like forever. And
was it three weeks?
Three weeks. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
We'll get back at this swing here. It's just great just to be back on this thing and checking it out. And you know, we have our full board back and all the audio clips, and we're making more audio clips. And, you know, there's a lot to talk about. Again, on Wednesday's show, we're going to kind of do a recap of what happened on Tuesday instead of speculating what we think is going to happen, because the only thing we could say according to that is what the polls say. And I don't believe in polls, so we don't know how people are going to vote. I know how I'm going to vote. And here in California, it's, you know, I live in a very progressive state, and I never have to worry. My home state of Pennsylvania, where we have Fetterman running against this doctor who's been on TV, Dr. Oz, who's lived in New Jersey but somehow got a place in Pennsylvania and started running for senator there, and he's a Trump supporter, and Trump supports him. Has no business being in politics. His ideas. He was all pro women's choice when I was a physician, and suddenly he's against it. Suddenly, but anyway, Fetterman is the lieutenant governor now, and he had a stroke during the primary, and people questioned his health as to be able to come back and be a senator. But he's recovering and doing very, very well. He did very, very well in the debate, and he began that one debate they had by saying, hey, if I flip up on some words here, and you know, I'm not totally recovered yet, but I'm cognitive and person, woman, man, camera, TV. See, he did it. And Doesn't that prove I'm cognitive? Like, you know, that's remarkable what I just said. Most people couldn't do that. Most people could not remember the fact that when Trump was president, he did a cognitive test, and the doctor said, "I'm surprised since you gave these words 15 minutes ago, you still remember." Let me see: person, woman, man, camera, TV. How long ago was that, Amanda? A couple years ago. I remember them.
Yeah.
I must be really cognitive. I can probably be president. I should run for president. I should run my commercial and just say those words and say, see, folks, look. Person, woman, man, camera, TV. Look, hey, folks, come on, vote.
Oh, man, I'm very cognitive when it comes to food. You know I'm going to enjoy something.
But anyway, we'll go on Wednesday, and we'll see. You know, there might be some undetermined elections on Wednesday, but go Fetterman in Pennsylvania, and I think Shapiro is going to win governor over Mastriani, who's a complete right wing extremist conspiracy theory promoter idiot. I can think of some other words, and I won't say them. But anyway, he better not win in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Anyway, let's see what happens. So tune in Wednesday, where we have our post-United States election discussion and review and a preview of what might take shape of in the upcoming months, so the Republicans take back the House. And scarier thought if they take back the Senate, but we'll see. And all the best to Joe Biden and what's going on in this country now and where we're moving to and the direction we're headed. It's great. And anybody who thinks different, I'd love to hear your thoughts and why, and call us on Wednesday. 515-605-9888. AndyAndAmandaShow@gmail.com is the email address. This has been a fun, just a casual conversation. It's great to be, you know, trying to get back in the swing of things here. It's been 2 weeks. I didn't know it was that long. Anyway, let's see if you can do it. It's been 3 weeks since you've gotten us out of here. Get us out of here. We'll see everybody Wednesday.
Okay. So, yeah. Ooh, here we go. On behalf of my co-host, who I've missed in the past 3 weeks, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK. It's great feedback. And we've just missed our wonderful coordinator, Cornell Butler. He's there somewhere in the cosmos. Doing his thing, but we've all missed you, and we're so grateful to be back. Thanks for sticking with us, and we hope you've mellowed with us on today's show. Catch us again on Wednesday, and have a great week. Stay safe, and try and keep calm amongst chaos. You know, be sensible.
I agree. And I just sort of an appropriate tune that we can play. I gotta find it. If you haven't done this in so long, here I am. I found a great tune to end the show with. I'll find it. I'll get there. Give me a second.
Okay.
Give me a second. Because we have an election tomorrow, there's only one appropriate song I can possibly think of that might give us a grip on what's at stake here. And Joe Biden has said, many times in his traveling around the country and rallies and talks that he's given discussions, is our own democracy is at stake right here. There's a lot of conspiracy theorists and Trumpies that are running on the GOP side of things, and we're in trouble if it goes that way. We're going to listen to this John Lennon tune called Imagine to wind up the show today, and we'll see everybody on Wednesday. Take care. Amanda, we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Brotherhood.